Victoria's biggest fire has now spread more than 50 kilometres, but after a day of productive firefighting in calmer conditions, no towns are currently under immediate attack. Watch and act warnings remain for many areas across the state. The fire causing crews the biggest headache is the Mickleham-Kilmore fire north of Melbourne. Rachel Brown joined the Kilmore CFA on a convoy through some of the affected areas.
Northern Division
Comms. Dave Williams from the Kilmore CFA is leading a convoy through some of the affected area. Dave, where are we going?
At the moment we're on the southern edge of the township of Kilmore. We'll soon be coming up to where it impacted on the edge of the town.
On the way we meet some locals trying to herd some cattle through, but have there been a lot of livestock losses?
There have been some burnt stock, but I've got no figures on how many may have been affected. We've got a deputy recovery team working at the moment, so until they come back and report, we've got no idea.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Tom brushes his hair to pretty himself, but forgets about his sooty face. As we drive through a soup of smoke, we pass smouldering branches and a grader break to protect unburnt land from embers. This erratic fire, the captain tells me, has burned through the area in fingers. At Neil Hardman's property, for example, his shed was destroyed, but the house saved.
A very emotional scene. When we first saw the shed going down, we thought, that's our life gone. And then we looked across and saw the house, and the next, you forget about the shed straight away and you go onto the house and you say, well, let's save the house. So we just went straight back, got the CFA down here. One of the fire guys left a lovely little note on the dash saying how hard they'd worked trying to save the house and animals and stuff like that. And the note is absolutely brilliant. It's just, he left his name and his telephone number. And the guys need medals, they really do. They're just brilliant. They really are.
The letter reads, "We did the best we could. Put out fire in house and moved your car. Could not find horses, sorry. Lots of machinery in that shed."
Yeah, look, things that Lynn's dad had an old grey Fergie tractor that was his pride and joy, so we bought it up here when we moved from Melbourne. He had an old jinker, horse jinker, that was stayed in the shed undercover and everything like that, never out in the weather. It's everything, it's like an accumulation of years and years. So there's, we'll survive, we'll get back on, where we were and move on. We've been here 12 years and you sit here and you think this is never going to happen to me and never going to happen to us, and Mother Nature has its own way of finding a result.
Division Commander Greg Murphy explains these fires could burn until March.
Yes, look, the fires are burning into very, very difficult terrain for us to work in. The hills, the valleys, the rocky areas will make it extremely difficult to extinguish completely. We will need to remain vigilant for the next 6 to 7 weeks for this fire alone.
The Mickleham-Kilmore fire has now burned through more than 23,000 hectares. 3 CFA volunteers have been injured, including one last night when a tree fell on a fire truck. Property losses across Victoria stand at 34, but that number is expected to increase. In the east, the fire burning in the Hazelwood open cut mine is far from under control, but isn't affecting local communities. Bushfire victims will be able to claim disaster assistance for emergency accommodation, food and clothing, and there's larger re-establishment grants of around $30,000 for those whose homes have been burnt. But Neil Hardman says that's the last thing on his mind.
I don't want to stay here and in case another flare-up comes through. If a flare-up comes through and we lose the house, then we lose the house. We'll reassess that when the time comes.
Neil Hardman ending Rachel Brown's report.